Welcome to Manchester Cathedral. My name is Anthony O'Connor. I'm the Director of Fundraising and Development here. I liked your opening strapline there, be a part of it, because our opening here about what we're trying to do is trying to get people to be a part of what we're trying to do here. Where you are here is basically, this is the birthplace now of Manchester and Salford. The cities were born on this site. The first church appeared on this site in 632. Some of your listeners to this, they'll be kind of working out how long ago that is. You know, it's 1500 years ago that a church was born on this site. And it came about really because this was the site where the Romans held a summer camp in Manchester. There was a defensive site on here for the Romans. And obviously, slavery and persecution and Christianity really don't sit side by side with each other too well. So obviously when we decided to say farewell to our Roman friends and neighbours, obviously Christianity came across Europe and a church was founded on this site. The current structure that you're in today dates from 1421. Henry V, the King of England, decided that he wanted a church in the north of England. And he built this as a collegiate church. Now, probably not a lot of your listeners would know what that term means, but basically a collegiate church means it was a college. So it was established as a college for priests. So next door to the cathedral here, you've got Cheetham School of Music, which is a world-renowned music school. But the medieval buildings in there once belonged to this church. And that's where the priests who came to learn to be a priest, that's where they would have lived. And they could have had their supper over there and their little cells. And they would have walked from there over here. And this is where they would have kind of done their training. So it was established as a collegiate church in 1421. The tower, and a lot of your listeners would have passed Manchester Cathedral many, many times and seen this wonderful tower that is, you know, in the striking in the skyline. Well, that's the kind of one of the oldest parts of the cathedral that remains standing. And that's basically 800 years old. So if any of your listeners are from Liverpool, the tower here is older than the city of Liverpool. So I think that's quite interesting. And also within the church, we have our oldest artifact here is what we call the Angel Stone. When this church was originally dedicated, it was dedicated to the Virgin Mary, but it was actually dedicated to the Church of the Annunciation in Nazareth, where the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary to tell her that she was going to conceive of a child. So when they built this church, they carved out what we think was an altar backdrop, and it was an image of the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary. We've only got the angel Gabriel bit. The Mary bit fell off, so I don't know where that is. So we've got the angel Gabriel part of the stone, which is 1500 years old, and that's our oldest artifact here. So where you are today, you're basically at the birthplace of Manchester and Salford, and you're in an area that is prime for regeneration and what we're trying to do to kind of develop the city.